Good morning, everyone. I'm Andrea Perry. Welcome to Caring for the Community. In today's Health Watch, we're going to talk about the importance of giving the proper amount of medicine to your kids when it's necessary. You may have heard the term that, you know, children are just little adults. That is so untrue, especially when it comes to giving them medication. And this week, March 7th through 13th, it has been designated as National Patient Safety Awareness Week. And the American Society of Health System Pharmacists, or ASHP, is really trying to get the word out and give parents some really important tips to keep in mind when giving medicines to their children. And our next guest knows all about this. She is representing the ASHP and ASHP Foundation, Kelly McKenzie. Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for joining us today. And this is becoming a common problem with a lot of parents, or a misconception, I'll say, of giving their children maybe outdated medicine or giving them the wrong dosage of medicines. What are some of the guidelines that parents should really keep in mind and follow when giving their kids medicine?
Well, for starters, you should really only give your child a medicine that has been recommended by your doctor or your pharmacist. They have the knowledge and the training to understand how medications work and can give that information to you so that you can use medications as safely as we know how to use them. They can tell you what to expect to see that your child is getting better, and they can tell you what potential side effects your child might have and lead you in a direction so that if you do need to get further care, that you know when that next step is.
I see. So it's always good to get that word from your doctor rather than just, you know, oh, I saw this ad on television.
You need to talk to your doctor or your pharmacist. Pharmacists are also experts in medication safety. Both are excellent resources. Often your doctor can provide you, particularly for the younger patients that are growing very quickly, mm-hmm. with a table of your child's weight and how much Tylenol, for example, they can take or how much Motrin they can take. For many people, pharmacists are easy to access. In your community pharmacies, there's often a consultation area that can be used to talk one-on-one with the pharmacist about dosing and about concerns that you may have about some of the over-the-counter medications.
Well, that's good to know, too, especially, like as you mentioned, with little kids who are growing pretty quickly. The common cold or sinus infections or whatever, that's pretty common, and most parents feel like, oh, I know what to do in a case like that. They may give their child more than one of these non-prescription medicines. Is there a problem there in balancing that?
There certainly can be a problem in giving more than one over-the-counter cough and cold medication. You may look at one box and it says it's for cough and congestion and body aches, and the other one says that it's for fever and a decongestant. And unknowingly, they may actually contain the same active ingredient or the same medication.
Okay.
So you need to turn those boxes around and really read the back. It'll list very clearly active ingredient. It'll tell you the name of the drug and also what it's for.
Okay.
So it's important to take a look at that. You know, if at all possible, try to stick with just one. And one important piece of information that parents might not have is perhaps they have older children. Things have changed in the last couple of years, and the Food and Drug Administration is now letting us know that for children who are 2 and younger, they shouldn't use over-the-counter cough and cold medications at all. There's just not good information out there that they actually work, first of all. And second of all, there's certainly been adverse effects and even death from dosing that young population.
Wow. So 2 and under should not be given over-the-counter cold medication.
That's correct. You can talk to your doctor or pharmacist about the fever reducers,
mm-hmm.
And which ones to use and what dose to use. But all the other products that are out there really should be avoided in that group.
Wow, that's good to know. That's very good to know. Now, I know I've seen myself, maybe, you know, at the mall or whatever, I've actually seen a mom give her child medicine and just kind of without really measuring, I guess just kind of, you know, gave the child a sip from the container, from the bottle. And I was like, wow, how do you know what you're giving your kid?
Wow.
How important is it to use, you know, those measuring spoons and the little cups that come with the bottles?
Well, the method that you mentioned is probably the least accurate that I can think of. And the other thing that's not accurate is even just using your household teaspoons and measuring cups that are in your house.
Okay.
You really need to use the measuring cups and the measuring spoons that come with the medication, or actually the best device that you can use is an oral syringe.
Okay.
A lot of pharmacies will actually give out oral syringes when prescriptions are filled, or even for free of charge, or you can also purchase them. So those are the most accurate devices for measuring a dose.
Okay, very good. Now I know a lot of there are a lot of adults who, you know, they swear by alternative medicines, herbs or supplements, even vitamins. Does that present a particular risk for children, or should, you know, are we just looking at over-the-counter medicines that we should be concerned about in giving our kids?
Well, anything that you're putting into your body has the potential to do something, has the potential to act. So even though everyone thinks that the natural route is therefore has no intended harm, it may not be intended harm, but harm can still occur. Those products aren't regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. They haven't undergone the rigorous testing that other products have. And often the dosing, it may not be well known or well understood, particularly with young patients.
Sure.
So you definitely still need to talk to your doctor or your pharmacist before you consider giving one of those medications. And make sure that if you do decide to give a natural remedy or an herbal remedy, that you include that information on your patient's medication list, your child's medication list.
That's important because a lot of parents, they will forget things like that. So that's a good reminder. For children who may have, say, a chronic condition, is that even more of a reason to keep that list of different medications that your child has taken or things that you have given your child?
That's absolutely for a child with chronic conditions and also a child who maybe was sick just before going into the hospital, and so you've been giving them some things at home before you get to the hospital, it's important to write down the medication name, the strength, the dose, and how often you're giving it, and what you're giving it for. Bring that list with you to all doctor's appointments, to urgent care visits, to emergency room visits. And if you don't have a medication list, one place that you can help develop one is www.safemedication.com, and that'll get you going in the right direction to develop a medication list for your child.
And that's www.safemedication.com?
That's correct.
Oh, that's really good. I know that a lot of parents would appreciate having that handy, especially, as you mentioned, if your child is going into the hospital, to be able to give that to a healthcare provider and say, you know, this is what my child has been taking. And do you find that a lot of times that's where medical errors can occur, when that information is not given to the doctor?
That's definitely a potential source for errors. It can get confusing. Parents, what they remember is how much they measured. So they might say that they gave a teaspoon of something or a milliliter of something. But many liquid medications come in several different strengths. And so it's very important to know the source of the medication. So if you have that written down with the name of the drug, the strength that's on the bottle, and then how much you measured, that's going to be helpful information and tools for the people in the hospital to use to dose your child safely.
Right. Wow. These are all really great tips and great information for parents to keep in mind if they do have a sick child or even one who is going into the hospital. And, of course, you've given the website to help them begin keeping that list, www.safemedicine.com. And Kelly, before we wrap things up, is there any other information or any other tips real quick that you want to share that we haven't covered thus far?
Just one, the correction on the website, it's actually safemedication.com.
Okay.
Yep, safemedication.com. Okay. So there's some helpful tips on there. Also, it's important for parents to keep an accurate allergy history. So if your child ever has had an actual allergic reaction to a medicine, make sure that you keep that history. And when your child's old enough, teach that information to them, because they're probably going to carry that allergy with them for a long time through life, and they'll be able to then give an accurate history even when they're adults.
Right.
And remember that child-proof caps exist. They're child-resistant caps. So given enough time, toddlers can actually get into child-resistant caps. And we've seen that happen in our hospital with Benadryl, for example, where a toddler can get into a Benadryl if given enough time and drink it. We work really hard to make medications taste good for when we do need them. Unfortunately, sometimes maybe they taste a little too good. So keep them stored in a safe place, because they are child-resistant, not child-proof.
Absolutely. And that's great information to follow, because so many kids every year are exposed to poison and some lose their lives as a result of it. So to keep parents aware and not giving your child the wrong amount or the wrong medication is so, so important. So, again, our guest for this segment has been Kelly McKenzie, representing the American Society of Health System Pharmacists and giving great education to our listening audience. Kelly, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Friends, we're going to take a break. Up next, we're going to talk about...